This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time.
Oh yeah, it's the WIP afternoon show. Like Spike and Fritz. We know about Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie really thought he was doing something with this song, man.
He did. Well, I mean, it was a bigger hit than I ever had, you know? He really did, though. I remember the video,
yeah,
too.
Man.
Oh, man. What a career. What a career. Speaking of careers, LeBron James had a really long career, you know?
Still going.
Still going, you know? Still passive-aggressively manipulating his franchise. And, you know, he is a physical specimen, especially at his age. Is he 40 yet? Is he 41?
Oh, yeah.
40 years
40,
old?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there were always like rumors, especially when he was down in Miami where all the PED stuff was happening. Always rumors. You know, you would hear people whispering, oh, LeBron's on something. You know, players, by the way, would always whisper.
It was like an open secret.
Yeah. Players, would, you know, behind the scenes would say it. Now, Jeff Teague is a podcaster, former Atlanta Hawk. I've never listened to the podcast in full. Jeff Teague clips on the internet are always hilarious. Jeff Teague always telling like the stories of the NBA and was talking a little bit about LeBron. And here's what Jeff Teague had to say.
Which Bron was better?
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat.
I'm going this Cavs Bron because this Cavs Bron had a three.
Man, y'all crazy.
Miami Heat, the best Bron we ever seen. I ain't gonna lie.
He was on steroids, bro. He had to sit out. He was on steroids for real.
Not
like, legit was on steroids, bro. I'm allegedly, but like he had to sit out. But y'all remember when they told him like they
started plus sports allegations?
Y'all remember that though?
No.
But they was like he got everybody. They started testing for HGH, and they was like, "Yo," and he had to sit out. Like he said, his back was hurt, and he sat out for like 3 weeks and he came back skinny. This is just, I was in the league. I remember. And he came back in. He was crazy though.
Now, that might have been the best Bron, bro.
So, like, he said today he was kidding.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like he was kidding.
I'm going to tell you. The best part of that is the other guys were like, hold on, I ain't touching this.
Yeah. Like, by the way,
this on you, Jeff.
Jeff Teague has been found floating in a lake somewhere. Rich Paul's car seen driving away at a high speed.
I felt like it was like an open secret.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. Like, I have heard NBA people off the record say that they just assumed that it was true. Mm-hmm. Everyone just assumed that it was true, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not a coincidence that you were taking these breaks in the middle of the season for no reason.
And then coming back super.
Yeah, early. 2 weeks at a time. You look lethargic before the break. You don't look like, you know, you look like you're aging like the rest of us.
He needs some rest.
And you come back from the break rejuvenated.
Yeah, and to be clear, we don't know anything. We don't know any. I have no idea. I have no idea. Mm-mm. But Jeff Teague saying he was kidding. Oh, he didn't sound like he was kidding. Mm. Yeah, I'm sure when he tweeted that he was kidding.
He got that phone call.
Yep, yep.
Or that text message.
Yep, yep. Is there somebody in the room with you, Jeff? Is there somebody in the room with you? Are you safe?
Now, he did clean it up with the allegedly in there, which you always got to do. Yeah,
that's all you got to do is say allegedly, and then you're fine. You're clear.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Well, at least not liable.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, just the perfect guy, Aaron from Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas? Yeah, you know Brownie sent that. You know he sent that black truck to Jeff Teague. Listen, when you're the greatest, when you're the greatest, the only thing you can do is just smear. It's okay. Even if it's the truth. It's all about smear. That's all about clicks, and we love it. You know, Clutch Sports. We love the publicity. We need it. Listen,
are you saying when you say Clutch Sports?
Yeah, he's part of Clutch. He's part of Clutch.
I'm Brian Tolson.
Okay.
Listen, I got to clean up some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. No one mentioned Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield's ear. I'm disappointed in my dad. He was the last one to mention. Come on, bro.
For 90s controversies yesterday.
Me and Ho was watching the fight together.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Like, you got to say Mike Tyson biting Evander Holyfield's ear. He don't remember because he was drunk that night. But come on, man. And another thing.
Oh,
I don't know what Corey and Spike was talking about. It is a gong at the beginning of Undertaker's theme. It is not a bell. It is a gong. Come on, y'all.
Well, I said his music. That's what I meant.
And Corey said, yeah, the bell. It's not a bell. It's a gong.
Okay. That's right. Aaron's a wrestling guy.
I was going to say, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, listen.
And there is music after the gong.
Yeah.
It's the death music. Yeah.
But we gotta stop being afraid of success. We have to stop. It's okay to expect success. We have the best. And no. The best football team doesn't always win. We know that. The best football team doesn't always win. But look, when you look at our division, we're the best team in the division. I don't care about George Pickens. I don't care about whoever the Commanders added. And look, the Lions lost two coordinators. The Packers, let's see what the Packers do. And the Niners. Whatever.
What happened the year after we lost two coordinators? We won the Super Bowl, right?
2018? Yeah.
Well, no, I mean last year. I mean, like, going into last year, we had two new coordinators, and we won the Super Bowl.
We had two new coordinators.
Yes.
I don't know if Detroit has the personnel we have. I don't know if they have the personnel on defense. No, they got the personnel on offense. I don't know if they have good personnel on defense. And their best player is coming from his right leg is smaller than his left leg right now. I don't trust him. Oh yeah, I forgot your team, the Rams. You itching to pick the Rams? Come on, Spike. I know you're gonna pick the Rams. Go to the NFC Championship.
No, I'm actually gonna pick the Niners. But like that's just a window. And well, they have an easy schedule. And I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I said this before, from 2023 into 2024. Worst defense or best defense? We added two rookie safeties, two rookie DBs, Zach Bond, and we brought back CJ DJ. From the worst defense to the best defense. And from that worst defense to best defense into this year.
Yeah, but Zach Bond almost won Defensive Player of the Year.
And he's still here.
Yes, but they also lost. They lost five significant contributors on defense and are replacing them with rookies and guys that couldn't get on the field last year.
Right, I just said it. From 2023, those significant people were on the field when we were their worst defense. They were on the field when we were the worst.
Quinion Mitchell wasn't on the field. Cooper DeGene wasn't on the field.
No, he's talking about the people that we lost.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the people that we lost.
And now, this year, those players are still here. So, I don't like, the players that we lost were on the defense other than CJ DJ when we were the worst. Because we could talk about the coaching and being in a bad position and the defensive coordinator who had a good game plan against the Chiefs got fired and brought up Pencil. We could make, like, it's the coaching. So I believe it's the coaching. He puts the play, and they got rid of CJ DJ.
Dude, everybody needs players.
The coaching.
Everybody needs players. If it was just the coaching, Bryce Huff would have succeeded last year. If it was just the coaching, Devin White would have succeeded last year. No, this is true. It's not just the coaching. It's part of it.
Devin White don't want to play special teams.
But I don't know. But he had the coaching, right? Do you see what I'm saying? No. It's not just the coaching, though. It's not. It's not. If it was the coaching, Vic Fangio's defense would be number one every year, and it's not.
Well, and it's also players as well. But and that's what I'm like, it's also players as well. But I believe that the players. Yeah, well, it's the rushers. We don't have faith in the rushers. Because the secondary is pretty much the same.
No, it's not. No, it's but not. They lost their starting safety, and they lost their starting corner. They lost their number one corner, and they lost their starting safety.
Yeah, but we still have Quinyon.
And by the way, I assuming N'Kobe Dean isn't starting the season, we also lost half of the linebackers.
Jahi Campbell is going to be on the field, which I said
he's
before.
He's a rookie.
And sometimes rookies just not out of play. All he needs to do is be fast with the football. Play within the defense.
Oh, he's going to run to that ball. He's going to run to that ball.
That man is 6'3", 230 pounds.
Yeah.
6'3". Come on, man. We got to have faith. The offense has to score 30 points this year. And the defense can be the fifth best defense. You ain't got to be nothing but the fifth best. And we will repeat. It's okay to expect success. We have to embrace it.
Embrace it.
We have to embrace success. But Spike is a Sixers fan at heart. So it's hard for him because he gets his heart broken every year. So it's kind of hard for him to expect success.
I am not luck. Everybody likes to pin the Sixers on me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, I watch all of these teams.
Well,
come on. All right, Aaron. Aaron, who is your... Now, I know as a super wrestling aficionado, I know you're going to say something like Chris Benoit or something. Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
No, but... Because I wanted to be this guy. Because he was a smaller guy, other than Tommy jacked up, because he's clearly on the juice. My guy, Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Shawn Michaels is a great one.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
The best to ever lace up the boots in terms of in-ring performance. Not as a character. But in terms of in-ring performance, the best ever laced up.
Well, the Rockers were great, too. Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty.
He was holding that weight. Marty Jannetty,
Oh, come on. All right. Aaron likes wrestling too much.
Yeah, he's locked in.
Oh, yeah. When I posted something on Twitter about, like, you know, rest in peace Hulk Hogan or whatever, he was like, subpar wrestler. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, technically not.
Can we stop? Yeah. It's all the Bret Hart dorks out there. It's all the Hitman Hart dorks.
And what's the Bret Hart thing?
What do you mean?
I feel like I saw a lot of like Bret Hart tweets today randomly when Hulk Hogan passed away.
I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Bret Hart passed away tragically.
Oh, Bret Hart's not with us.
No, you're thinking of Owen Hart.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Bret Hart's alive. Yes.
Damn it, 2 days in a row.
Yes. One day.
At least I was close.
Yeah. I mean, Bret Hart is... I think the reason people would mention Bret Hart when they mention Hulk is that people... Mm-hmm. Like, Bret Hart was considered... His whole thing was the excellence of execution. Like, Bret Hart technically was a really great wrestler.
Yeah.
But Hulk had the juice.
Remember Jim the Anvil Neidhart?
Of course, the Hart Foundation.
Hart Foundation. With Jimmy, you brought up... whatchamacallit yesterday?
Jimmy Hart, not the
Jimmy
South.
Jimmy Hart, Mouth of the South.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Bret the Hitman Hart, and Jimmy Mouth of the South. Yeah.
Right. So was Owen and Bret related?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But see, still, that doesn't make Bret Hart dead.
No, but yes. I'm saying, though, it makes it a little more...
Yes.
Why I mixed them up.
Yep, yep, yep. 215-592-9494.
Work with me.
Yeah, I'm trying. You don't mix up Colonial Hyundai with anybody, because only Colonial Hyundai, only the cars are John Ashdale could put together Colonial Hyundai Fest. Only Colonial Hyundai. You could have a car with your payment, and what their goal is with Colonial Hyundai Fest is you drive in with your car, you have your payment, you drive out with a brand new Hyundai, your payment hasn't gone up as well. Now, they have work to do to make that happen. The first piece of work is giving you 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Any of the 300-plus brand new Hyundais they have on the lot save up to 10 grand. They're also going to work with you on financing. The best financing anywhere, as low as 0% on any of those new Hyundais, and work with you on your trade. No matter what condition it's in, they're guaranteeing you $6,500 for your trade. Colonial Hyundai Fest. And every new Hyundai that drives off the lot at Colonial, that includes you and your new Hyundai, is going to get America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. ColonialHyundai.com is where you can go 24-7. The Colonial Hyundai Fest. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
You are not a Disney adult. Those people are
different
breaded.
Thank you.
It's a nice place to go get a really good meal. It's cheaper to drink in Disney than it is to drink in the city.
Yep.
And the matching shirt thing, when you're with your family, it's nice to go, oh, there's three red shirts of mine, and then you don't get lost. But
yeah, Disney adults are a different thing. They're just a different thing.
No, they're
it's extra, like, extra. This is what I would say, Gary. Like I say, every ship is a boat. Not every boat is a ship.
Right.
Not every adult that goes to Disney is a Disney adult.
Well, what if you go back a second time?
No, I'm still not a Disney adult. It depends on how I handle it. Now, if you have me going back every year, which, by the way, I don't know how anybody affords. I don't know how anybody affords to go to Disney World every single year. Honestly, we went for 3 days, and I was like, this costs what? I don't know how people go to Disney World every year. Disney adults probably have really, really good jobs or a lot of credit card bills.
You got to get the meal plan, man. It's all
get the meal plan.
It's all about the meal plan.
Okay.
Jeez.
Are you a Disney adult, Gary?
Yep.
No, I'm not. Okay. I like eating
sounds like it.
Yeah. Riding on rides.
Yeah. All right. Do you expect the Eagles to win a Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl, or do you hope?
I expect. Yeah, I just think we got a stacked team and they're still hungry.
You hope they're still hungry.
He didn't take it out of the box, Spike.
Well, yes, and I approve of that. But he wasn't all those guys. You know, do you think, just honestly, I'm not asking you to say these players are less than anything. Do you think Cooper DeJean and Saquon Barkley treated the offseason like they were hungry for this season or like they were celebrating last season?
They had a great time, and now it's time to get to work.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Back to the lab.
All right. I feel like Saquon Barkley spent all of last offseason getting back to work, whereas this offseason, you know, I just saw, you know what it was for me? It was the clip with him and Timothy Chalamet. Yeah. And I saw the, you know, you could look at somebody's eyes and know that they're not there. Saquon's eyes in that video. You just see he wasn't there.
And he made it to Taylor Rooks' wedding.
He was there too?
Yep.
You see Kevin Durant showed up with a basketball?
Are you serious?
Not surprised.
Yeah.
He loves hoops.
He does love hoops.
Just ask him.
Yeah.
Ike was locked in on the Taylor Rooks
wedding. Hey, man. No, I found out today. I saw the pictures, so I had to go check. But she posted it on Instagram today.
You follow her on Instagram?
I do. It's all work related, man. We're all in the same field, man.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't know who puts what in your Instagram feed anymore.
Exactly.
Yes.
Everything is hard.
Gary, for next question today, based on Hulk passing away, your favorite wrestler of all time?
I saw him once at a truck stop, and it was everything you would think of. Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Ooh!
Now, there was a whole controversy with Jimmy Superfly Snuka, with him like killing a guy or something up in Allentown. Yeah, it was a very old story. I think early 80s that came out.
By accident or?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I'll Google. I don't remember all the details.
Like a manslaughter thing?
Yeah, it was.
Probably got into a fight.
It was a pretty bad thing. I don't remember reading. It was maybe 10 years ago the story came out. What?
It's just a good thing to hypothesize about.
No, it was. There's really a story about Jimmy Superfly Snuka killing. Now he was a great wrestler.
He was a great wrestler.
You know,
he used to jump off the
top rope.
Was he the one that
your
dad that was with Snuka, right?
No. So
I thought he was in the ring. At the spectrum for one of these things.
Yeah, so it's a funny... There's video on the internet or something, or somewhere. So my dad used to give out the rest... Like, when all wrestling wasn't on TV back when we watched it, there were Saturday mornings and there were house shows. And you wouldn't know what happened at a house show. Like, when they would just be at the spectrum or whatever. Yep. My dad would give the results of the wrestling on the 11 o'clock news. Ah. He was a big wrestling guy. Yeah. So they let him be a ring announcer at WWF once.
How about that?
Now, I guess he wasn't allowed to do it again because you have to have a license or unionized or whatever it was. But I think it was for a Hulk Hogan match. And... he introduces it, and the way that he tells it, you can sort of see it in the video. He says something like, "Get the hell out of the way, brother," or something like that, and pushed him to the side. But I don't think my dad did anything with Superfly Snuka.
Yeah, maybe I got the wrestlers wrong.
Yeah, yeah. He had the thing with Rowdy Piper, where Rowdy Piper attacked him. Yeah, Piper attacked him when he was interviewing at WWDB, which I was in the room for there.
Of course you were.
Yes, I was. Well, I was like eight. That is not... an elite
Spike
you're right
child. Next to all these big wrestlers. Yeah.
Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What's up?
Dude, let's talk some Phils here. I got just one thing to say about the Phils. Show me the Quan. I mean, guys, can we please go get him? He would solve so many problems. He'll be a star out in the outfield. He's one of the best leading hitters in all of Major League Baseball, and he's 27 years old. Like, why can't we get that guy?
Quan would be awesome. It's going to take a boatload. I mean, like,
we need them to start losing.
What's that?
We need the Guardians to start losing.
Yes.
They've won like 11 of 13.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, we would not be the only team interested in Stephen Kwan. Like, Stephen Kwan is one of those guys that I think, unless you have a stacked outfield, you could fit him into your lineup. So I would love to get him. I don't have my hopes up because I just think the price would be so high. What's that?
We can't lose out to the Mets. I mean, we can't. We can't lose out to them and have that guy go there.
No, I think he would go to the Dodgers. That's the rumor. Yeah.
Why is it that we are always the bridesmaid and never the bride? Like, why is it that LA gets everything and we get nothing? Like, I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to pivot to something here. Because speaking of frustrations, I turn on the radio and I'm trying to, you know, get some work done here and have some enjoyment. And then there's all kinds of craziness going on here in the afternoon show. Ike Reese.
Yes.
What in God's name? I hear you saying you want to see men in tights.
Yeah.
Like, or wrestling. I know you're all about seeing the package, but come on, brother. Like,
that's a good line. I need to see the package. Yeah.
Dude, killing me. Ike, killing me. I mean.
Well, what context did I say it in that you heard it? I'm asking you a question because it made you're the only one who said this listen to me. When I said it, it obviously made sense to everybody who was listening. So I'm asking you, what context did you hear this in?
You're talking about jorts or tights, and either
in wrestling, right? In wrestling.
Wrestling. But Ike.
Chris.
I'm just out on that, Ike. You
have to be worried about me. I'm fine. I'm secure.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris.
What are you worried about me for?
Chris, don't you watch baseball players in tight uniforms all the time? Like, it's fine.
Yes.
You know?
What do you think those football players have on?
Big difference between tights and like...
And by the way, if you really wanted to get on me, you could have mentioned that I talked about Saquon's quads for about 2 or 3 minutes.
And you had a dreamy look in your eyes.
Yes, exactly.
That was okay, because you were praising him. Now, Spike had to start throwing a little dirt on him, but, I expect nothing else. Yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestler of all time, Chris?
So, I'm sorry, Spike, I know you're going to be locked in on this guy because it's a fellow psycho Soxman, Mankind.
Oh, yeah, Mankind. Mick Foley.
Mick
Foley.
Mick Foley, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, he did the wing bowl.
Yeah. He hid the wings because he competed in wing bowl and made TMZ because he hid finished wings in his bag or something. He got thrown out.
No.
Yeah, he didn't tell any of us he was going to do it either.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
So I got to know him a little bit because you remember Tommy, the video guy around here?
Yeah.
So Tommy did his first documentary ever about Santa Claus. Mick Foley loved Santa Claus. Mick Foley ended up being the executive producer of that movie. So yeah, I actually got to go shopping at the costume store in Old City with Mick Foley for a Santa costume.
How about that?
Yeah, his big Santa guy. But yeah, he was at Wing Bowl.
We gotta give a shout out to the Blue Meanie.
Oh, Blue Meanie, of course. Yeah, Philly's own Blue
That's
Meanie.
Right.
A dedicated WIP guy.
Mm-hmm.
Good dude. ECW guy. Blue Meanie. So coming up next, Elliott Shore Parks was at practice again. For the second day of practice, we will get the training camp stats. And speaking of training camp stats, two former NFL players take a shot at Elliott and his training camp stats. We will find out Elliott's reaction. Two. Next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.